Hey y'all, welcome back to Failing to Freedom. This is a podcast about our journey through entrepreneurship by way of real estate investing. My name is Katasi.
And I'm Walner.
And this week we wanted to come in to you guys and have just a conversation and share our personal views about money. Money can mean a lot of different things to a lot of people, but we, especially since we started this journey, we have noticed our views on money change, and we have noticed our relationship with money change. So we just wanted to have an honest conversation about that during this episode.
The title of our episode today, it's called Cash Rules Everything Around Me.
Y'all might know the famous hip-hop track, but I found it to be true. Cash rules everything around us. Money, meaning money isn't everything, like as in like in terms of happiness and what life is about. I wouldn't say money is everything or the most important thing, but I will say money is very relevant to just about everything in your life. Like literally the water you use, the food you eat, the roads you walk on, the lotion you put on your body, it all revolves around some sort of currency. And that's essentially what it means. So money is relevant. Money is very relevant to every avenue in life. Nothing is free. Nothing in life is free. Not even the breath you take. Everything has a price.
Right.
And we just wanted to talk about money, the currency, and our relationship with it, our history with it, and what we hope our future is with it, too. So, let's jump right in.
Right.
Let me ask you this, Walner. In your childhood, what did you learn about money in your childhood?
So, what my childhood taught me about money. Well, first off, I can say I lived a pretty good childhood. We didn't really want for anything. Our parents definitely were immigrants to this country from Haiti, and they worked hard. They worked hard for us, five kids. And we grew up we lived a pretty good life. We had toys, we had food, we had shelter, clothing. But money, in the essence of it, when I look back at what we were taught, or what I learned from growing up, I learned that although we didn't want for anything, my parents were always working hard. My parents were always working hard, and it was because, you know, they didn't do the best management with money. As soon as money came in, it's like it came right back out, whether it was bills or, you know, buying other things or gifting money to other people. As soon as it came in, it came out. It went out. Now, I've definitely learned growing up when I look back at certain financial decisions that my parents have made, I've learned that we've had a lot of situations where we took out bad debt that lasted years. Whether it was high interest credit cards or high interest loans or, you know, money we didn't necessarily need. So definitely that's one thing, taking out bad debt. Another one is careless spending. You know, in careless spending, I'm sure a lot of us have those instances where we just spend just because we have it, or we spend to have an excess of something just you know, in case, you know, something happens, we want to prepare for it, even though it's, you know, just making better financial decisions. I know for me, on a personal note, spending to show off was definitely something in mind, but I'm going to keep it in my childhood. Giving more than you have, that's definitely something I learned in my childhood about money. We seem to always want to give, even if we needed the money. And I learned that, you know, from growing up in the church as well. I know a lot of, especially the elderly community, where a lot of them, I know that the church would have to provide them assistance for their situations, but when it came to church, they would always seem to have that offering or tithe money. And I just never understood that, how you can give without having. So that's kind of a framework of what I was taught about money in my childhood.
And of course, you know, we don't know anything about what really the money's about when we're kids. We just see our parents move certain ways. Like, right. I didn't know how much my mom really had or whatever, but, like, you know, you can get a tone based on how you live, how they live. Well, you can make an inference. Don't mean it's right.
Right, because at the end of the day, they influence you one way or another.
Yeah. What you receive is definitely going to shape your relationship with money.
Right.
From my childhood, I absolutely learned that money is a necessity. And I also learned that money is powerful. Obviously, that's how we ate. That's how the bills were paid. I learned that it's not, you know, it's not just something that you get freely, that you have to work for it. You work for it. The harder you work, the more you get. I learned that everything costs money. We went to private school when we were younger, so that cost money. We had uniforms. We had to eat. Also with church giving, not just church, but also helping out family members and pulling money together. If someone gets sick, the family comes together and pulls money. So money I knew was a necessity, but I also knew that it was delicate. Like my mom, I learned that you don't play with money. Like, one thing that my mom always said, like, no bill collectors call her house because she pays people. Because if you don't pay people their money, think it can become a problem. So right. Money was a very delicate thing. And it was a very fragile thing. Like, people wanted their money. You wanted your money. Because if you didn't get it, that could mean someone taking your house. That could mean someone taking you to court. That could mean you losing your child, even if you can't support them. You can lose everything. So I knew it was powerful. I knew it was delicate. I knew it had power to change people's lives. If you donate to other people, we learned about charity. So that's what I learned about money. My dad is an accountant, and he absolutely always said that, you know, you need to learn how to manage money so you can speak the language, because money is power. And, you know, my parents were very giving people, for the most part, frugal people. But they gave a lot. They gave a lot because, I mean, you need money for everything. You need to eat. There are people who don't have any. And people who don't have any, you know, could have problems. And if you run out, you could have problems. So, you know, I learned that money, in essence, I learned that money was powerful, but it was also fragile.
Right.
A very fragile thing. You could ruin relationships over it and all of that. But, of course, when you grow up, you know, now we want to talk about what our relationship was like with money before we started entrepreneurship. So from the time you got your first job to, let's say, right before you had this, like, financial awakening, like, right. What was your relationship like with money?
Spend, 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 spend. make, spend, spend, spend.
You didn't save?
Saving was not a priority.
It wasn't a priority. Saved a little bit because I knew to save from younger. We're like, oh, save your money, save your money. I actually used to save a lot of money.
Well, I saved to buy what I wanted, and that usually lasted a week or two.
So you used to save four things.
Yeah, I mean, I got my first job Well, I've been working really since elementary school. I had a paper out. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I got paid, or when they left money out to pay for their newspaper, I'd immediately spend it at the corner store. You know, buy a few slushies or some ring pops or some, you know, a bag of chips.
Useless stuff. How about, like, in your adolescence as you grew older? Because when you're younger, yeah, but now when you're older, like high school, college.
Right, so high school, college, it was about, you know, being hip. It was about having the new style, having the new shoes, clothes. It's also about, you know, putting the new tires on your car or the new sound system. So it was more so spending on things, you know, to show off.
And I think that's fair because you're young. You don't have any responsibilities. Like, I know, like, me, I used to save a little bit. Like, that I would never touch just because I was taught that. Like, save something you never touch. And then, like, if I had a bill, like, which at some point would just be my cell phone bill that needs to get paid every month, like, that would be that. And then everything else was just, like, what I wanted.
Right.
Like, clothes, trips, gas to go places, food, eating out, exactly. Eating out, buying stuff for friends.
Right, so saving for me was not a priority. I definitely used to spend more than I even have. More than I even had.
And you just try to work another shift.
Oh, yeah. You just work an extra shift, or you just grind it out till next payday. Or you take out a payday loan, or go ahead and give blood. Get some money. Okay. These are lots of things.
You
did not give
blood. You can't get money from giving blood.
We live in America.
You can't. That's stupid. That's nasty. That's horrible. What I would say about my view on money, though, in that time, was that that's funny because I treated money more recklessly when I felt like it was scarce. Because I definitely felt like money was scarce. Like, I saw what I made an hour, like minimum wage working at my job. Mm-hmm. But yet I spent more than I saved. Or, like, you know, even when in college and after college, like when I started working after I graduated.
Right.
Like, I knew I made a limited amount of money. And I never ever, and before I read Rich Dad Poor Dad, I never knew that I could make more than this. Like, I knew I could sell stuff or whatever. Like, you can sell something on Craigslist or something. But, like, consistent income, like, I never knew I could expand my income. Like, I never thought of that. So I knew, like, okay, this $45,000 a year that I make, that's it for the year. But yet I was so reckless with it even when I knew it was limited. Where were you making
$45,000 a year? In college?
Not in college. I said after I graduated from college.
Oh, okay.
No, please, college. Like, when money was the most scarce to me and I knew it was the most scarce, like, I knew I could see my bank account running out.
Right.
I still spent money recklessly.
Right.
Which is completely different than now, where my view on money is completely different. Like, money, I see money everywhere. Like, money for me is abundant and it's very accessible. I feel like you can get, dealing with large amounts of money at a time, you just feel like I know money's out there. Like, I'm like, okay, let's just flip a house to get some money. But now I treat money much more delicately than I did when I thought it was scarce.
Right.
What do you think? What is your take?
Definitely, something I can relate to. I definitely agree with, you know, I used to think that I can only make money by working for someone else. Meaning, if I needed money, I'd either, you know, apply for a job, and get a job to make money.
You gotta wait for someone to give it to you.
Right, or sign up for extra hours, work a double.
Yeah.
That's how I'd bring in extra income. Now
Has to sign your check.
Right. Now, you know, this shift in entrepreneurship has taught me that, you know, I can create opportunities to make money.
When I want.
And, you know, it also allows me to think more, to think of better ways, to be more critical. I'd also say budgeting. I've definitely learned as an entrepreneur, there's so many things you need to balance. that having a budget helps you to do that and see mm-hmm. things clearly. Whereas before, you know, I just spend and then I just look at my bank account and whatever was there was just there.
If you even look. But you would be looking if you wanted to spend more and you're like, damn, do I have it?
Exactly.
That's the only time you would look. Like, you could be having fees, overdraft fee, late fees. Oh, like, yeah. Never pay bills late these days. Exactly. Don't pay bills late. Because that late fee, that's money going out my pocket. Never default on stuff because that hurts your credit. That's more money going out your pocket.
Exactly.
Like, but back in the day, I never used to look on my bill. If it, like, make sure that I'm, you know, transferring money over so don't overdraft.
Mm-hmm.
No overdraft fees. Like, money. I used to treat money so recklessly when my view on it was so limited, which is like such a interesting dynamic when you think of it. It's like.
Right, you would think that the less you have, you'd really be focused on how you spend it.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, wealth is based on how much money you keep. Not even how much money you make.
Right.
Because a lot of people make money and spend it all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. And you'll see the people who have the most money are the most frugal because they had the discipline to keep all their money.
Exactly.
Like, you're a millionaire if you have $1 million after all is said and done. Not like if you made $1 million, because if it all goes back out and you have like 10K left,
you're
not a millionaire.
Right.
Your worth, net worth, if you have no debt, is 10K, let's say.
Exactly.
But like the people, you really see that shift, that the people who are the most careful with money are the ones who have the most money. And I know from my personal experience and from my environment and looking at people around me, I see the people who have the least money, they treat money much more recklessly. And I've noticed that shift between me and myself. Like, I've also noticed a shift with my attitude towards money. Like you said, like, I can control when I make money.
Right. And that goes to show you that it's really not about the money. It's about the attitude towards the money.
Yeah.
As soon as you can shift the attitude, your view on money changes. And we're talking about money, but that's with anything.
Yeah.
It's the attitude behind it.
Yeah.
And
it makes me want to make more. And I've never been as thirsty for money, too, in my life as I am now. And not in a way that, like, again, like, money isn't everything. Not like that. But what I've realized is that I have debt. My parents have debt. Well, my mom has debt.
Right. You also have things that you want.
You also have things that you want. You health insurance. I want to eat healthy. You know, at this time, we haven't made that shift where, you know, economically, it's better. Or economically, it's super easy to find cheap, affordable, all organic food, especially when it comes to meats. Things cost money. Everything costs money. The bills cost money. It's summertime. It's hot. I won't put on the AC. That costs a lot of money compared to just slugging it out with a fan or something. Like, everything costs a lot of money. My debt is a lot of money. So when I say I'm thirsty for money, it's like I want to make as much money as possible so that I can take care of myself and my family. I want us to be debt-free. That's going to cost a whole lot of money. And I want us to be comfortable, or even more than comfortable. That's going to cost money. Health bills, all that stuff costs money. And I'm happy that I've made the mindset to switch to being a lot more careful with money now that I'm making a lot more money.
Right.
Because Lord knows.
Right. And that attitude, anyone looking to make that shift, there's resources out there. There's books, social media.
But let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to tell you nothing that you don't already know.
Right.
Most things you know what to do. You just don't want to decide to do it, so you need validation. It's as simple as, like, for me personally, my personal life choices, I've decided to pay down my debt first and live minimally until I do so. That's my personal choice. So I can figure out how it would work for me to do that, you know, without reading a book. Not to say that you can't read books or, you know, nothing like that. I'm just saying that don't lie to yourself or convince yourself that you can't do anything about something for yourself when you know what to do. You're just looking for that validation, right, how to do it.
It takes that first step. When we said in a early episode of our podcast, we talked about facing yourself in the mirror and knowing who you are. And, you know, that's the first step to making that shift.
Making that shift. Because let me tell you something. It's an entirely different
view.
And even what's the word I'm looking for? Feeling, mm-hmm. not feeling.
A drive, an ambition to do
yeah.
to be different, to see things different, to approach things differently.
Because I noticed when I used to feel like money was scarce, it's like I used to try to compensate for feeling like I didn't have any money by spending it all on things that, like, oh, getting new clues, like new shows, because I feel like money is so scarce, so I want to be happy. But when, now that I feel like money, it's just a change in mindset, like, money is not scarce, it's out there. I'm not so quick to get instant gratification through spending all my money now. Like, I know that I can wait and build wealth. I know that I can sacrifice, live minimally for a year or 6 months to pay down my debt, because, like, the money isn't going anywhere. It's not going to run out. There will always be more. And that's just because I've changed my mind, my mindset about the money.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Changed my mindset about it. And I'm happy that I have, because, like I said again, and I'm happy that you have too.
Right. And it's not, again, it's not limited to any single individual. Anyone has the opportunity to make that shift on how they view money.
Yeah,
and
again, if you're unhappy.
Right.
You know, if you're happy with the way you think, that's what life's about. It's about being content.
Right. But
anyone, if you want to see a change in your life financially, just try to change your mindset about money.
Exactly. Exactly.
Try to change your mindset about money. So what's the takeaway?
The takeaway is money is not the most important thing in this world, but
It is very relevant.
Relevant to everything we are a part of and do in this world. Therefore, we should treat it with importance.
Yeah, we should treat it like it's important. I feel
right.
Like we should, like we, that if you're, you know, one thing I see is a lot of people, some people say, I see a lot of people unhappy, like people I know will be unhappy and they'll say, but money isn't everything. And I'm like, but you work 40 hours for a paycheck. Like, you give away, like, or people tell me, like, oh, I don't want to be a slave to money, or you're a slave to money, or something. Like, that's very untrue. I just know that it takes a lot of money to pay off my debt, so I'm going to try to get all of it. But you can't work 40 hours a week and tell someone money isn't important when you give away 40 or more hours of your life just to get money, or to get money. Like, that's a major part of your week. And that shows that it's important enough. There's nothing wrong with thinking money's important. It is important. And if you, like, don't feel bad about it. A lot of people were taught not to talk about money or value money so much. You can value money, because when you're sick and the medical bills come in, when you have to pay Sally Mae, I mean, I can value making a lot of money because I need it for the way my life is set up at this point. I need it. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I've heard a saying that goes, money doesn't buy happiness, but I always say it's better to be rich and happy than broke. No, it's better to be rich and miserable than broke and miserable. Any day of the week. Right. So I hope you guys took away something from this. Cash Rules Everything Around Me is the title. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, please email us at failingtofreedom@gmail.com. You can go over this podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud and let us know what you think about all of our podcasts. Also, we are on social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram at failingtofreedom. So check us out there. And we look to hear from you guys. Thank you so much, and keep tuning in. We'll keep providing content.
Bye, y'all.